We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Bobcats Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Cat Chat, brought to you by Bridger Brewing, the official home of basketball Cat Chat. Case IH, get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Bobcats. And by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. Now, with head coaches Danny Sprinkle and Tricia Benford, this is Cat Chat.
Well, we welcome you back into another edition here of Cat Chat with Coach Danny Sprinkle. We'll have Coach Tricia Benford on here from Bridger Brewing this afternoon, and also senior and all Big Sky selection coming in, Harold Frey joining us. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, guys.
It has been a crazy last couple of weeks for you guys. 5 games coming in 15 days, a lot of those being hard travel days. Coach, it's got to be nice now to be able to have this week to kind of refresh a little bit.
It is. It's good to kind of get back into a routine with school starting up yesterday. Or in Harold's case, he just had his class today. But it's been good to get back into a routine, and it's kind of good to have a couple days off. You know, obviously playing 6 games in 14 days, you know, especially with the travel. You know, we got 3 of the hardest, you know, trips in the Big Sky out of the way, which is good because we weren't in class. So we didn't have to miss class. And, you know, but the trip to Cedar City, you know, you got to fly into Vegas and drive 3.5 hours. And the trip to Northern Colorado, and obviously the 8-hour bus ride to, you know, Idaho, you know, there and back, you know, was never easy. But, you know, everybody's got to do it. And, you know, I'm proud of our guys, the way we fought through it. You know, we're 3-3 now, which, you know, we just got to keep building from here.
3-3 in the Big Sky as the men's squad, and they are 9-8 overall on the season. Harold, coming in, senior campaign, you guys had a ton of young guys coming in, 10 guys that never played D1 basketball. How much did you take that upon yourself as a senior, one of the leaders, to try to help move these guys along?
People keep talking about how important experience is. So I just wanted to be able to share, because me and Devin Kirby, we've been here for a while. So we talked about this before the season started, how important it is to string these guys along as soon as we can. And luckily for us, we've had a great set of guys, so they're easy to string along. And we have a group of guys who really cares about each other. And, you know, the chemistry was kind of we built a good foundation through the summer, and it's only been going getting better since then.
A brand new set of guys and a brand new coaching staff coming in too. How's that transition been?
It's been good. You know, you never wish for anyone to go through, you know, a coaching change. But I think they, you know, the coaching staff came in and they had a plan and got everyone on board with it right away. And they embraced us as, you know, their players too, not just the former coaching staff's players. And that's something I'm really thankful for. And yeah, I'm just enjoying every moment of it.
Coach, when you're coming in and you're taking over a program like you did, how much easier does it make it when you have a guy like Harold Frey who's been around, a leader, and a guy that's willing to take advice from anyone?
Yeah, it's been huge, and especially like we said, you know, bringing in, you know, 8-9 new players, you know, and incorporating that, but obviously still developing our culture. And when you have, you know, your best player, when he's your hardest worker, you know, everybody else kind of falls in line. And I think for a lot of the guys that, you know, the new guys that are coming in, whether they're freshmen or transfers, and even the guys who are returning, you know, to see his work ethic, you know, when you're, like I said, when your best player is doing it, it's easy to fall in line.
Harold, we haven't gotten to talk to you since the non-conference season wrapped up and everything. Obviously, we talked to Coach about it last week, but everyone wants to talk about that half-court shot, that number one on SportsCenter. What you see, what you walked through on those final couple of seconds as you heaved one up from half-court?
Now this last game?
Back when it went right on through.
Sometimes I think it's better to be lucky than good sometimes. it was a big shot. But again, we talk about how I don't think we won the game necessarily in that shot. It was, you know, 39 minutes and 55 seconds of hard work going into that before that put us in the position to be able to win that game. And that's kind of how we've been priding ourselves all year. How the little things add up and eventually it'll put us in situations where we can win games.
Most recently, do you guys split all the road in Idaho, won it 73-68. Fell in a close one here at home against Portland State. Going back to that game against Idaho, Coach, you started a freshman in Borja Fernandez, came through with a double-double. What do you like about his progression as he's progressed here in his freshman year?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting better and better. You know, he's really skilled, and I've got to do a better job of putting him in position to score and kind of throw him the ball on the block. And, you know, because he's a big body and he's skilled. And down there, he can either get fouled or get a good shot up. And so, you know, he's been coming along, and a breakout game for him as well as the other freshmen. Like, it was just a matter of time before it happened. And all the freshmen, even though they haven't played a ton, you know, we can see their progress through practice. Like, they're getting better. They're, you know, starting to handle scouting reports better. And for a lot of them, it's the first time they've ever had to do that. And, you know, but Borja, his skill level can really help us. His passing really helps us. And so, you know, we're going to need him, you know, the remainder of the conference season.
What about two, Harold? It was an Idaho team that had won every single game where they had scored more than 70 points. You guys kept up to 68 points, but it's been a big emphasis throughout the offseason, into the season here now is the defense. How have you seen that involved here now in your senior year?
It's been huge for us. And what we also keep talking about is a lot of people talk about how important defense is, but we've actually put down the work, and that's from day one. Preaching defense, going through the drills, attacking the drills as well. That's the one thing we pride ourselves on. You know, we can't always decide where the shots are going to fall or not, but our effort on the defensive end, rebounding, and how hard we play is stuff we can control night in, night out. And if we do what we do and we do what we know we're capable of, we're going to be in a lot of games.
Coach, I know you've said in our post game at times that if there's a shot that needs to be taken, you want Harold Frey to be able to take it. Talk about the confidence you have in a guy like that.
Yeah, and it, you know, the confidence comes from the work that he's put in. You know, you see him every day in the gym shooting or taking care of his body, you know, watching film, you know, just from the mental aspect. But, you know, one of the best examples I can give was after our first conference game, we beat Sacramento State. And on Sunday morning, I came in and it was about 8:00 in the morning. There's not another car in the parking lot, and I see Harold walking in. And he had just kind of tweaked his ankle the night before, and so I was hoping he was coming in to get treatment, but he was coming in just to get some shots up. But that's kind of what I was talking about. You know, when your best player is your hardest worker, you know, those things happen, and that's why there's nobody in the country I'd want taking a last-second shot than him,
Harold,
even if it's a half quarter.
Harold, talk a little bit about you know, your ability at times. You'll let the game flow, and then all of a sudden we'll see you spot one up by the logo all of a sudden. It seems like you've got so much confidence and so much range to your game.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, there's a lot of war going into those shots. You know, most people only see me taking, you know, a couple of them every week, but, you know, there's hundreds of them, thousands of them that being worked on day in, day out. And yeah, it's just hard work, repetitions. And then, of course, the confidence being put in me by the coaching staff, by my teammates, and also the fan base. I mean, it's huge. I couldn't do this alone.
What about a senior? You've had a great career here at Montana State. Started off all 4 years, the freshman in the Big Sky. When you look back and when you think of it, what are some of those moments maybe that stand out to you so far?
First of all, how fast it goes by. Feels like yesterday I, you know, rolled up on campus and was one of these younger guys we have around here now. Yeah, but you know, it's just the relationships that sticks with me. There's so many people that I want to thank or should thank as well. There's just so many people that played a part in my, you know, my time here, my development as both a basketball player, as an athlete, as a student, and as a person. And for that, I'm always thankful. And this is always going to be a home.
What went into your decision here to come to Montana State, too? How did that whole recruiting process go about?
Well, first of all, I built a great relationship with Coach Haslam. He's the one that recruited me. And when I came out here, I didn't think much of Montana at first, coming from Norway, that far away. Didn't really know much about it, but when I came out, I could really sense the community aspect of it. You know, people really pride themselves on being Bobcats here. Bobcat Nation is something that's, you know, stands out. And also the family feel. People really care about each other. If that's, you know, basketball cares about football, we care about women's basketball, volleyball. You know, the Bobcat community is strong and it supports each other, and that's something I really wanted to be a part of.
As, again, we are here at Catch Out with Coach Danny Sprinkle, being joined by senior Harold Frey. Coach, going to the most recent game against Portland State, a 77-76 loss. It was a close one, had a couple of last-second shots go either way. I know we talked, though, about that crowd. It seemed like the crowd really got into it, especially late in the game. They got loud when they needed to be in that. You were excited for that.
They did. The crowds have been awesome, all year, and we need it. You know, we need it. That last seven, eight minutes of the game, like, they carried us through it. And, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, you hate to have it end like it did, but, you know, their kid made a big play, and it was just one of those, whoever had kind of the ball last was going to win it. And I think there was like 30 lead changes in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kid made a big-time shot, and, you know, there just wasn't enough time for us to get a quality shot off.
What'd you take on your team's two ability to be able to break that press? It seemed like a fairly nice job against a team that likes to press, work quick, get right up on you.
Yeah, we did. And we knew once we broke it, we needed to attack it. And I thought we did a better job of that the last 25 minutes of the game. The first 10 to 15 minutes of the game, I didn't think we did we broke it, but then we kind of got back on our heels and let them set their defense. And I think once we got aggressive, that's when we kind of started to, you know, take control of the game and kind of got back into the game and took the lead.
I know, Harold, that coach has talked about that aggressiveness, and he wants to see those guys continue to take those shots. What type of mindset do you have to have? And I know at times it gets turned on or off, that aggressive type of score type of mentality.
Yeah, you know, the mental part of basketball is essential. You know, it's huge. And that's what we keep working like we do, because that's where that confidence, that mindset comes from. It's not going to just show up on game days. Just work day in, day out. And then, you know, just the relationship we build with each other. You know, I've seen these guys make countless shots in practice, in the summers, scrimmages, all that, even in games. So just keep believing in each other and stick together. And I think that, you know, the more aggressive those guys are, it makes it easier for me. The more aggressive I am, it makes it easier for the next guy. So if we all have that mindset, I think we're going to be really good.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Harold.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll get a break in and be back. We're going to be back joined with Coach Danny Sprinkle. As, again, you are listening to Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
There's only one Wendy's Baconator.
Only one.
Topped with six strips of Applewood smoked bacon.
Six strips.
And a half pound of juicy, fresh, never frozen beef.
Half pound.
You'll know it when you eat it.
Yep.
So get to Wendy's today for the one and only Baconator.
Only one.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking.
Six strips.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location. And enjoy 20% off all Bobcat gear at Universal Athletic on Saturdays during home game weekends. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years.
Did you know that flu season can begin as early as October? The season usually peaks between December and February, and it can last as late as May. As long as flu viruses are spreading, it's not too late to get a flu vaccine to protect yourself and your loved ones through fall, winter, and into spring. Get vaccinated today. For more information about flu shots, visit your healthcare provider, your local health department, or pharmacy. Learn more at flu.mt.gov.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump!
Town of Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
Rocky Mountain Bank is here to be a local partner to our customers and community. We think you're best served by people who live close to home because those people are more in touch with you and your financial needs. From treasury management, credit services, and deposit strategies to financial planning and lending options, we're here to help both your personal and business needs. Visit rmbank.com to learn more about how we can make great things happen for you. Member FDIC.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back here at Bridger Brewing for catch-up with Coach Danny Sprinkle. I'm Zach Mackey. As the Montana State men's basketball team, 9-8 overall, they sit 3-3 in the Big Sky right now. We're joined with Coach Danny Sprinkle. And, Coach, we hinted on it at times in that first segment. The Idaho game, you go on the road, you get a win. I mean, got to be happy with that. Road wins never come easy, especially in the Big Sky Conference.
Yeah, and the way it happened, you know, it seemed like we could never – get our footing the first 35 minutes of the game, but our guys, we kept telling them somehow, some way, we're going to win this game. And defending and rebounding, you know, we kept getting stops just to keep it close enough. And then finally, you know, we broke through, and Layden Ricketts made a big shot in the last 5 minutes. Harold took over the last 10 minutes of the game, and you know, if he wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't have had a chance. But offensively, he really got aggressive, and we started attacking him with some ball screen stuff, and got the ball to the rim, and pulled it out just in time and got on that bus and got out of Moscow quick.
For those who didn't get to hear the whole thing, it was a 10-point lead for Idaho in the first half. Bobcats battled back. Then a second half came out. They went up by 9 again, did Idaho. Montana State battled back. We talked to the postgame. At times on the road, you can battle back maybe from one of those, but to be able to do it from two is no easy task.
No, it's not. And, you know, like I said, that's where if you can defend consistently and you can try and get two, three stops at a time, and you can keep yourself into the game if you defend. And offensively, it was only a matter of time because we had so many wide open shots that we just missed, and shots that, you know, our guys usually make.
Yeah.
And we knew it was just a matter of time before a couple of those would fall, and we could kind of get a little momentum. And thank God we did it with about, you know, 4 minutes to go in the game.
You, we talked about it when Harold was up here, but that intact mentality, it seemed like the guys came out of that Idaho game at the second half and were playing like a different team. Guys were throwing up threes. Leighton Ricketts started to make some, like you said. But
yep.
I know that's been a big emphasis by you, too, is to get these guys to be attackers, to go after things on the offensive side.
Yeah, and I think you have to play like that. If you play on your heels and you're not playing with your instincts, the game's too fast and teams are too good at the Division I level. And, you know, you have – I don't care if you make a mistake as long as you're doing it full speed. And now you have to be smart going full speed. And we sometimes get a little too out of control, but that's where Harold comes in. And in the last 10 minutes of the game, you know, you just want to have the ball in his hands because you know even if they double him, he's going to make the right play and it's going to open a create another shot for somebody else. And you know, you got to trust the work that they put in that they're going to make those shots.
Come back home then on Saturday. Portland State ends up getting the victory. It was a close one back and forth. 77-76 was the final inside the Brick Breen Fieldhouse. When you look back at that game, it came down to a couple of last-second shots at the end. The Woods kid, I know, had 30 points. I mean, he is a special talent there for Portland State.
He is. He's really quick. He's hard to stay in front of, and he made a lot of tough shots. You know, but that's what good players do. That's what Harold's done to people. Like, he did it to Idaho two nights before.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was his night, and obviously the kid made a heck of a shot at the end. And, you know, you always second-guess yourself as a coach, you know, what could we have done defensively to make sure he doesn't touch the ball? But, you know, good players just they find a way to be a magnet to the ball, and they find it.
I could tell you, I'm sure that the coaching staff for Portland State wasn't too happy when they knew they still had a half-court shot still in the back pocket.
Yeah, I didn't draw that one up. I drew up the one at Greensboro. Coach Russell drew that one up. So, but, no, it was it was tough because we have a play that we like to run, but we didn't have – Jabril had just fouled out.
Yeah.
And obviously just from an athletic standpoint, we didn't have anybody we could throw it deep to out-jump them. And so we just kind of, you know, we still got the ball to Harold, which I'll take my chances with every day, all day. And, you know, just the shot didn't fall.
What about, you know, talking about Jabril Bello? He's had to step up in a big way with Devin Kirby's injury for the last six games. And not only has he stepped up, Bello was also a little bit sick throughout last week. Came through with some big points. He played 33 minutes against Portland State until he fouled out in that second half. Had 10 points in the game against Idaho, but he has, as a sophomore, looked like a really good talent.
He has. He's been tremendous from a production standpoint. You know, especially sometimes it takes junior college players a semester or even a year before they really kind of grasp the Division I, you know, talent and the level and the energy and the how important every possession is. And that's one thing, not just him, but Michael Paulo and Amon have done a great job of, you know, to get production right away. And they produced from day one. And, you know, so happy for them. But Jabril, he's just so big and strong. And he's only going to get better because he's still – and he knows – I can tell you guys because I tell him every day, like, once he learns how to play low and really use his body – you know, he's got a chance to be special.
It seems like a guy like Michael Paulo is taking some of the pressure off Harold Frey, who Michael can bring the ball down the court at times. Harold can focus on being a guard, being a shooter. But it seems like that combination has gone nicely together.
It has. Mike, you know, he's like a feather out there. Well, he's about 130 pounds. But he's so fast and he's so light, you know, and he's one guy that we need to be. I need him to be actually be more aggressive. We need him to be more aggressive. Because he is talented. He can get the ball to the rim. He can, you know, he made some big threes against Portland State.
Yeah.
You know, and we need him to be aggressive because we need that kind of third, fourth scoring option, and he's more than capable of doing that.
As we, again, are here at Catch Out with Coach Danny Sprinkle from Bridger Brewing, another guy, Amon Adamu, you mentioned, he's got that ability, I think, that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. He can take over a game. He could score 25-plus. He is a real scorer, looks on the offensive end. He's long on the defensive end. How about his game, too?
He is. He's so athletic. And, you know, he's put the work in shooting. And, you know, he made four or five jump shots against Portland State, which were huge. But he's really good at getting the ball to the rim and using his athletic ability and his speed. You know, he's super fast. And, you know, the one thing that's been great, and he's got to continue doing it, is when teams double Harold off ball screens or they're face guarding him, it turns it into a 4-on-4 game. And that's where we got to get him the ball and let him attack. Because if you can get him any type of crease or angles, that's when he's best.
We've talked at length about that crazy schedule to start the Big Sky, but it seems like with just one game this week on Saturday, it came kind of at the perfect time. Guys could get back into the class routine. You get a full week of practice. What changes now with a full week of practice? What does the practice plan look like in a week like this?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully get healthy. You know, we gave him obviously Sunday off. Yesterday, you know, a couple of the players had days off, you know, just trying to get just mended up, just get healthy. And, you know, and more of a mental day. You know, we had so much going on over Christmas break and playing so many games, 6 games in 14 days. You know, I wanted them to completely get away from it, you know, from a mental standpoint. And, you know, we'll get back after it a little bit today. You know, probably won't be too much contact today. And then we'll start getting ready for Eastern Washington tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and hopefully come with a great effort Saturday.
An Eastern Washington team that we talked about on the TV show yesterday, it seems like a lot of times, if you want to win the conference, be towards the top of the conference, a lot of times we'll run through Eastern Washington. Yep. We're still a couple of days out, but what's your early assessment of this Eastern Washington team?
They're probably the best offensive team in the conference. They can really, really score. You know, up until probably a week and a half ago, 10 days ago, you know, I think they were number two or number three in the country in scoring. And they got multiple guys that can shoot it and score it. They have two preseason first-team all-conference players. And so, I mean, we got our work cut out for us. You know, we're going to have multiple efforts, you know, not just sitting in gaps and, you know, protecting the paint, but then you got to be able to get out to your shooter, too, and be able to guard your guy. And you know, I'm looking forward to our guys, you know, bouncing back this week. I think with the character that we have and the leadership we have, you know, some teams can kind of shut down and some teams are going to get better, and I see us getting better.
What about, too, we've talked about this first couple of weeks in the Big Sky Conference. The teams you've played, Southern Utah right now is tied for second place. Northern Colorado is right there with the mix for a first-place vote, too. You played a lot of those top-tier talents in the league to start off.
Yeah, and, you know, and playing them at their place, too. I mean, those aren't easy places to go to, and we had chances to win both games in the last 2 minutes of those games. You know, Southern Utah is – they might have the most just raw talent in the league. You know, they're athletic, they're long, they're just really talented, and we played well. We were really disciplined that game, and Northern Colorado might be, you know, them and East are probably the best shooting teams in the league. And, you know, it's hard because each team in the league, they play such different styles. I mean, you can go from playing Southern Utah to playing a Weber State to playing Sac State, who's going to grind you out, to all of a sudden now you're playing Portland State where they trap and press every possession. And, you know, it's great for our guys, and it's great for us and our coaching staff too, because you have to prepare, and sometimes you only have 48 hours to prepare for a team like Portland State. And you know, but it's made us better.
Again, you're listening to Cat Chat here with Coach Danny Sprinkle. We're here at Bridger Brewing across the Bobcat Radio Network here this evening. Coach, again, that just lone game on Saturday against Eastern Washington, Big Sky Conference play right in the heart of action right now. But how much is, you know, this Eastern Washington team right now? They got banged up a little bit last week. They got beat pretty good in their home court by Montana. How much do you think, you know, they're looking for revenge, looking to get back on the winner side of things?
No question. You know, I mean, they got a veteran crew. I mean, they know how to win. And, you know, I watched a little bit of that game, and it was just kind of one of those – it was kind of like our Idaho game where they're getting looks. Shots just weren't falling. And it kind of snowballed on them. But – you know, we know how talented they are, and we know that we're going to get their best shot, you know, on Saturday.
Well, thanks for joining us, Coach. We'll talk to you again on Saturday.
You got it. Thanks.
Coach Danny Sprinkle here from Bridger Brewing. We'll get another break. Going to be right on back. Trisha Benford and Jason Alvin coming up as you listen to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
This is Food and Beverage Manager Arkenna Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
At Williams Plumbing, we know performance is everything. So when we're called,
Williams, get in there.
We deliver a full court press. We train hard. We give it our best shot. We provide slam dunk service. And we work overtime to earn our fan support. If your heating or plumbing is getting boxed out, let Williams assist. Visit WillPlum.com today and make Williams Plumbing your home team by scheduling your appointment online.
Entering the game now, number one, Williams Plumbing.
Bobcat basketball fans, meet us every Tuesday at noon at Bridger Brewing for Cat Chat starting January 7th. Enjoy craft beer and pizza while hearing from Coach Sprinkle, Coach Binford, and select assistant coaches and players from both the men's and women's basketball teams. Bridger Brewing, home of the Bobcat Brown Ale, is offering $1 pints of Bobcat Brown Ale to all who come to Cat Chat to show their support for Bobcat basketball. See you each Tuesday at Bridger Brewing, across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, for Cat Chat.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
At Vance Thompson Vision, we celebrate new vision every moment of every day.
I was getting tired of putting in contacts. My eyes are getting drier, so I was ready to do something with my vision. My new vision is incredible. I have to do a double take sometime and say, wow, I can see without contacts or glasses.
Visit VanceThompsonVision.com to see how the most advanced cataract procedures can create new vision for you.
We continue here live from Bridger Brewing on Cat Chat, joined now by head coach Tricia Binford and freshman Darian White of the Bobcat women's basketball program. And coach, I'll start with you. You look back at last week, you just made a joke with Coach Sprinkle, some of the one-point games that are in the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse here for both squads, but you were able to go out on the road and get the win, and then a tough double overtime game against Idaho. What did you learn from your team in those two games?
Well, obviously, it was a heartbreaking way to finish the game, and the good news is we're going to learn a lot from it. I think time and score management, end of game scenarios, the timing of Oleana going down, I thought that was really tough on us. But at the same time, it's an opportunity for us to step up and respond. And you know, even though we were a little bit cold on the offensive end, we should have done enough defensively to finish that game. And so I think having a full week to prepare this week, our attention is going to be on closeouts and rebounding. And we've got to get back to some great habits of hitting somebody, getting some contacts. I thought those were really the critical piece down the stretch.
And Darian, you look at it here, 15 games into your freshman season. What's been the biggest difference for you coming from high school here into the Big Sky Conference and playing this schedule?
I would say definitely the speed, for sure. That's probably the biggest challenge, and just like the mental concepts of coming from high school to college, there's a lot of things going on your freshman year, getting used to the classes and the speeds, and it's a lot of change from going of the, you're looking at the way that you move now. It's not just about your skill set, it's going into the details.
And you mentioned your skill set. What's your mindset and mentality when you get out on the court? Because obviously you're a very aggressive defender, ability to get in the paint. What's your mindset when you're getting ready for a game?
I'm pretty nervous, not going to lie. But as soon as the ball goes up, I'm just focused mostly on defense. Because as soon as you start the defense, offense just comes along.
And, Coach, you look at her as a freshman. You've been able to start her all 15 games here this season. Yet you have the veteran core around her. Did that play a part in the fact that you were able to lean on Darian so heavily early in the season?
Well, I think having 5 seniors to kind of take her under the wing really allowed this to happen. I thought it was pretty clear through the summer and even through fall how quickly Darian picked things up. And just she was such an important piece that we've been able to add to the strengths of the core returners. And you know, credit the senior class for making that work, and credit for Darian for making it work. This kid has come every single day to work and has been one of our most consistent practice players. She's definitely changed the defensive spirit, if you will, when it's the first player that you see down the floor. Everything starts with stopping that ball in the backcourt, and I think it's really contagious right now. The team is having so much fun on that end of the floor. We're just really getting after it, but she's a big part of why that is. So just really fun to watch her on that end.
And Darian, you look at it here with this schedule that we had. We talked to Coach Binford about it last week, but you were able to go and face some of the nation's best in a Gonzaga, a Texas A&M, had to defend Kennedy Carter, who's seventh in the nation in scoring. What did you take away from playing those games against those high-level opponents?
I think it was really good for us and to have the coaches get those games in before conference actually started, because it helped us mentally prepare, getting used to the physicality, and they're obviously very good and special teams, so it really helped us prepare for the teams that we're going to play in conference.
Well, and you look at those teams that you're playing in conference, Darian, and it's your first time through with all the travel, and you know, you're kind of learning on the fly how this conference season goes. What's been the most fun so far here through these first six games of conference play?
I would say just making a relationship with my teammates. They make it so much fun with the support that we have for each other, the love, the fun, and the memories that we're making.
And Coach, you look at this here, it's the first time in the conference so far that we've seen the kind of home road split so far this season. We haven't seen it here in my 4 years here. It's kind of something new. How have you been able to handle that and manage that?
Well, initially, you know, it was just prepping one game at a time in a very short window of time. So I thought that Puerto Rico tournament right before was beneficial for us. We had a little bit of rhythm flowing as a team and try to keep scanner reports as basic as possible and just kind of keep it simple as far as what actions we were trying to build off of. And kind of now has become that gap where we're seeing a little bit more so we can go back to some fundamental habits of preparing. But I kind of like the fact that when we go on the road and it's a little bit shorter of a road trip, you know, per se. So I feel like we got the big chunk out of the way. And I think that was pretty difficult to manage from a physical standpoint. And now we've got to take advantage of the rest that we have this week just to focus back on ourselves.
Well, I was just going to ask, what's the schedule look like for you this week as you do get this full week to prepare, leave Friday for Eastern Washington?
Yeah, you know, yesterday, as you know, was a non-contact practice. We actually treated that pretty normal for us. Like every Monday, we want to get some shots up. We want to make sure we just kind of shell some stuff and make sure that's a day for us from a fundamental standpoint that we build. And then going into Tuesday is going to be a little bit more of a tough practice, doing some live action, and gives us some time to really work on some of that time and score situation that we haven't had a ton of time to address, and also the rebounding, those kinds of things. That's going to take a little bit more of a physical practice, but also don't crush them totally. You know, you're just going to try to get in and out through those drills and build those habits the right way. And then later in the week, we'll take tomorrow off and get some legs back under us and then start prepping for Eastern Washington. So I think it allows us to break up the week a little bit more rather than just one game prep and we're going. So, and like you know, it's also an opportunity if a couple kids are banged up that you can get them some rest and recovery and take advantage of that as well.
Well, Darian, you heard Zach talk to Harry about the recruiting process for him. How was the recruiting process for you and, you know, ending up here at Montana State?
I mean, the first thing that really caught my attention were Coach Ben and Coach Jay just really asking me about me personally, getting to know me personally, not just asking about basketball. It was really, you could just tell that they're a different type of coaching staff, and they really care about you personally, not just what you can bring to the table.
And what have you done and tried to learn from these seniors? Coach Ben talked about having that veteran group, but someone like Oleana, who's been in your shoes before, what have you tried to learn from someone like Ole or Martha or Fallon here throughout your first 15 games?
So far, they've really helped me with, like, composure, keeping my cool, keeping just learning different things on the floor, working hard.
And Coach, you look at it, you've relied on her 30 plus minutes a game here so far this season and exceeded expectations for you. She's come in here and really, you mentioned it earlier, kind of amped up the defensive aspect of practices and games?
Well, I did talk about our defense, but on the offensive end, it's really unique to have a freshman point guard, especially in this position. It's such a difficult position to pick up off the bat. And when you guys addressed the preseason schedule, I don't think people really realize how Darian competed against a Minnesota, Texas A&M. We're talking about Kennedy Carter, and she and Ole are picking her pocket and just going head-to-head. And there's just nobody out there that Darian isn't going to step up to the plate and say, bring it on. I think the mentality of Darian is what makes her really special. She's just a true competitor. She respects every competitor, but she's going to go out and she's going to test you. She's going to lead our team the right way. But I think it gives us a personality that we need to step on the floor with every single night. When you're picked number one, you're going to get everybody's best punch, and you have to be prepared for that. And so the preparation is also the other piece that gets Darian ready. So I just think she is a quick learner. You talk about something that one time, and she's already learned from it. She's addressed it, and she's picked it up and moved on. And I think just she's going to continue to grow and grow on both ends of the floor. So it's great to have the ball in her hands. A lot of great things are happening. I love how she responded after the Idaho loss. You know, that's where you need somebody to set the tone, and Darian definitely set that tone. And that was a really quick turnaround for us, and really special turnaround when we hadn't faced a whole lot of zone in the preseason. So there are a lot of different factors going into that matchup, and I don't know if we could have expected or asked for them to execute that game plan any better.
Well, Coach Darian, we appreciate you joining us. Coach, we'll continue with more here. Coming up next, you're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location. And enjoy 20% off all Bobcat gear at Universal Athletic on Saturdays during home game weekends. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years.
There's only one Wendy's Baconator.
Only one.
Topped with six strips of Applewood smoked bacon.
Six strips.
And a half pound of juicy, fresh, never frozen beef.
Half pound.
You'll know it when you eat it.
Yep.
So get to Wendy's today for the one and only Baconator.
Only one.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking.
Six strips.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is the local leader. That's why our members have a connection like no other. Because Blue Cross
serves the local population well because they understand the environment here. And they're always
willing to try new things. They share our same vision.
Blue Cross cares about their policyholders. They treat you like a friend.
That's the benefit of local from the partner who's right here. Through it all, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump,
pump it up,
pump it up.
Town Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
What if a bank wasn't built around money? What if it was built around you? Around people, making, doing great things, energizing entire communities. That is more valuable than money. And it's what we've built this bank to hold. First Interstate Bank, built for you. Visit us at firstinterstate.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We continue here from Bridger Brewing on Cat Chat with Tricia Binford, head coach of the Montana State women's basketball program, sitting 9-6 overall 5-1 in the Big Sky Conference, coming off a big win against Portland State there. You mentioned the 2-3 zone, but I really thought in that game, it was the start of the first quarter, you held a really good offensive team to just 6 points, and I think that dictated the tempo for the rest of the game.
Well, I think they're top two offensively in the conference, and we haven't defended them particularly well in the past, so I thought our staff just did a great job as far as the scouting report, the actions that we needed to address once the ball goes into the posts, of screens coming towards, screens going away, the ball pressure that we needed to maintain on some of their primary players. We call those the red jerseys, so to speak, and, you know, how we defended Hansen. We just showed a bunch of clips yesterday on both Martha and Tori getting that matchup. She's a bigger guard. She can really shoot it. But she also will post you up. And I thought our post play and how we defended the post play, Coach Sonny, I thought it was the right call as far as how we defended that action. I thought it was extremely disruptive and actually got him into some second and third options. And our post play in general, I think it's one of the advantages we have is having 3-4 experienced posts. And then you've got Cola coming in who's picking up things really quickly. But we have such seasoned posts that we didn't have to bring multiple players when they were getting posted up. We could have the confidence and rely on them to take care of that, so it allowed us to focus on some screens. And I thought that really caught them off guard a little bit initially. It allowed us to kind of get going offensively and build off that defense, get out and run. And like I said, we had to do that with basically a 45-minute to an hour walkthrough. We were really banged up that day. So for them to be able to execute that off of a walkthrough and do it live was pretty special, you know. But at the same time, we're going to turn the page now and continue getting better. But really, really great performance on both ends.
Well, and this was a Portland State team that was coming off a school record 13 threes in the previous contest. You guys held them to 3 of 22 from the three-point line. They were shooting 40% as a team coming into this game. And I thought that was a big key to the game, was just taking away the three ball and as you said, knowing and executing the defensive switches.
Well, and when you go back to how teams get comfortable into those actions, usually that all starts with your point guard. And, you know, back to Darian taking away a primary player, you know, Jimenez is not used to having somebody defend her 90 feet away from the hoop like Darian was doing. I mean, she was sticking her like glue right from the start. And so now you're getting into some of those actions where it's not the same kind of flow that you're accustomed to. And that was kind of our whole objective, was not allowing them to get comfortable, because they're a really skilled team. They can really shoot it. Kylie is a great point guard in our Big Sky Conference. Our ability to kind of manage her, and both her and Hansen, that took a group effort. You know, we had a lot of different players switching on to those players, and, you know, that's where this team's taken a lot of pride, is protecting your teammate on the defensive end. But it takes all five, and then you got to finish the play. You know, like I said, we turned the page. We were able to bounce back, and I thought that really also got our offense rolling too, got us a little bit of tempo.
Well, you talk about finishing the play. A lot of that comes down to rebounding. Fallon Freegee, Blair Braxton each had 9 rebounds in that game. Blair had 7 in, about 4.5 minutes there in that contest. And again, she continues to provide that energy off the bench for you.
You know, she's our prime example of when you talk about players' roles, be a champion in your role. If we get everybody every single season, you know, when you talk about special teams 1 through 15, everybody knows what their role is, and they're embracing it, and they're being a champion in that. And then sometimes you build you know, into that role a little bit. Blair Braxton is a champion in her role. She is so consistent right now for us. Since we've hit conference, even kind of the tail end of Puerto Rico, she is just giving us something on the defensive end that's really, really special. But on the offensive end, she is a fantastic teammate. She's getting teammates open. She knew what the game plan was to go try to go at the center of the zone. She's just doing a fantastic job. And Fallon Freegee continues to be one of the best rebounders in the Big Sky. I know, you know, a lot of people look at her scoring punch, but she was such a factor to get our offense going in that game, because she was getting our guard play involved, because she just draws so much attention. You know, she's such a versatile player. So I just think right now our team in that place, we just got to keep locking in of what is your role on this team, and continue to be a champion, and continue to challenge, and continue to stretch yourself, then we're going to get to a great place.
You mentioned the post play, and maybe, you know, you look at the stat line, maybe not their best game as a collective group, but Jordan Stotler had 5 blocks in the first quarter, but that didn't deter your team from going right at her. You got her in foul trouble there right at the start of the second quarter, and I thought that's kind of where the the tide turned for that game, allowed you to push that lead out when they had to sit her for the remaining 9 minutes of that second quarter.
Well, and as soon as you sub her out, you have no longer 6-4 in the center of the zone. So it definitely allowed us to do some actions to really go out at the interior. But that was the key from the start, was to go at it. And even if we didn't knock down the shots, we talked about the post play as far as finishing the play on the offensive end too. What that does is it puts a live ball in action for us to go and get second and third opportunities. We're a really high level offensive rebounding team with our threes, fours, and fives. So we just wanted to be attack minded from the start. I think we wanted to keep it simple from a spacing standpoint. I thought it opened up some of the zone for our guard play to get some paint touches. I thought the guard play did a great job of that, and we just didn't force the issue. I thought that was one of our better games as far as taking what the defense gave us, and we needed to be able to turn that page from Idaho, because Idaho, I felt like we pressed a little bit because they looked so different than the man defenses we had faced up till that point. So really good job on the team of just sharing the ball on both ends.
Well, you mentioned the guard play. Darian has a career-high 19 in that game, but you also got the spot start from Tori Martell, making her first start of the season, comes in, has 13 points for you, hit three from long range, and then Martha Cooter continues to shoot the ball unbelievably well from long range. She hits three more, and really those three allowed the post to really do what they did and you know, get the rebounds, kick out, and make big plays for your team.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes when you look at a zone defense, you're like, well, you're going to get threes, and you're going to try to get O-boards. And for us, we needed paint touches to be effective against this zone. And I think the key for us was the paint touch. And whether that was off the dribble or whether it was off the pass, that's where you get defenses collapsing. That's where you find the open shots. That's where you get the second opportunities. And now you're pulling the defense and now having offensive rebounding position. And for us, that's who we are. We have to get paint touches in general, man or zone. We've been a strong team on making sure that we're getting a lot of paint scores, and it allowed us to get to the foul line. That was one piece that, if we're going to harp on anything, we did not shoot well from the foul line. Otherwise, that game would have been even more of a stretch, but we were able to get there, and I think that shows your attack minus on that end as well.
Generally, when I ask you about the teams you play on Saturday, it's you don't answer it because it's the second.
But I get to now. I don't have a Thursday game.
You don't have a Thursday game here today, so we're going to talk a little bit about Eastern Washington, a team right now sitting at 2-11, and they've really kind of struggled during the season. They've started seven different lineups in 13 games, and they're really just kind of trying to find some continuity here without some of their key pieces.
Well, I think they've gone through a lot of injuries, and you know, you're trying to kind of work through your injuries and finding what lineups are going to work for you. But I can tell you this, Wendy Schuler has been doing this a long time, and she's a very, very good coach. She's going to have a great game plan, and we're going to have to execute. Traditionally, they have been very good defensively as far as changing up what you're going to see. We just need to keep our game plan very simple as far as taking care of the ball against both man and zone. We'll see a little bit of both. And then on the other end of the floor, this team has three players right now that are in the top of the Big Sky in the three-point shooting, and we're going to have to really defend the perimeter ball. We just need to make sure that we are fairly consistent against what we did with Portland State. They can't have the comfortable look from the perimeter. They're going to have to make sure that they have a hand in every face, and we know primary actions and scores, and we do have a week to prepare for that. But the other piece is just continuing to get better in our own habits and taking those into this game plan.
And you look at it, the point guard, Jessica McDowell-White, just a sophomore hit. Really kind of came on late at the Big Sky tournament last year, made some tremendous plays, but she continues to grow for Wendy Schuler in her role.
She is. I mean, she's a great ball handler for them. She's a great three-point shooter. Like we said, they've got some good action. They're going to do some brush and some pitch, and that's probably more terminology than the listeners want to hear. But we're just going to have to make sure that we do a better job of staying in stances. I think, you know, for us to take it into that game, we've been coming out of stances as we're scramble mode and protecting teammates. We want to finish those plays so we're not giving them some direct line opportunities. I think that's where this team gets really dangerous. But she's a huge key for what they do with that. Darian and I just watched some film on her. She's a great player, but she's also got a go up against us 90 feet away from the hoop for 40 minutes.
Well, Coach, we look forward to it. Saturday, 3 o'clock, Mountain Tip-Off, 2:45, pregame show will start. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Not all sounds are calming to the soul.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
Yeah, I keep hearing this buzzing noise.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
Hi, my furnace is making a whoop 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 whoop, whoop, whoop sound.
Ambient Air Solutions, how can we help you?
My furnace needs an exorcism. It sounds like
For those sounds that are not coming to your soul, Ambient Air Solutions is here for you 24/7 to replace the unsettling noises so you can get back to the peace of mind you deserve.
Bobcat basketball fans, meet us every Tuesday at noon at Bridger Brewing for Cat Chat starting January 7th. Enjoy craft beer and pizza while hearing from Coach Sprinkle, Coach Benford, and select assistant coaches and players from both the men's and women's basketball teams. Bridger Brewing, home of the Bobcat Brown Ale, is offering $1 pints of Bobcat Brown Ale to all who come to Cat Chat to show their support for Bobcat basketball. See you each Tuesday at Bridger Brewing, across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, for Cat Chat.
When garage door issues happen, don't just call anybody. Call the pros at Door Tech. Our family-owned and operated business is celebrating 25 years in the Gallatin Valley. We install and service residential, commercial, and custom overhead doors and operators. With factory-trained and certified technicians, we're committed to quality, value, and long-term relationships. Call us at 582-1623 and let us help you with a solution to all your garage door needs. Door Tech is raising the door on quality. Your region's only premier authorized Rainer dealer.
This is food and beverage manager Arkenna Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
For all of your tree and lawn care needs, turn to Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care, a proud sponsor of MSU Athletics. Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care provides outstanding service for your landscape for pruning, removals, stump grinding, tree moving, plant health care, and all of your landscaping maintenance needs. Check out Arbor Medic Tree and Lawn Care, Wade Dooley Certified Arborist.
We wrap things up here from Bridger Brewing on Cat Chat. Zach Mackey rejoins the show as we take a look at the Big Sky Conference standings. And Zach, you talked about it last week, but to go on the road and get a win in the Big Sky Conference, so tough to do, especially on that men's side where the teams were so good at home. I think there was a combined 4 losses in the preseason on the road.
Yeah, you look at it, whether it be in the Big Sky or whether it be really any conference in the country, it's been hard to be able to win on the road this season, and it is every year, especially in the Big Sky. There's so much continuity from the top to the bottom. The conference is way up from where it was a season ago, and those road wins, they just do not come easy. So it was good to get that first one off the back.
Well, and you look at it here on the women's side of things, Montana State sits at 5-1 in conference play. Idaho 3-1, Montana 4-2, Northern Arizona 3-2, Portland State 3-3, Southern Utah and Northern Colorado both 2-2. Idaho State's 2-3, Eastern Washington 1-3. That's Montana State's next opponent. Sacramento State and Weber State both 1-4. But you mentioned it, the team coming in here, Eastern Washington with Coach Sprinkle, they're a high-powered outfit on the men's side of things.
Yeah, no kidding. You take a look at their conference and where they sit right now. In conference games, they're scoring on average 84.4 points. I mean, and no one's really even close to that. In second place is Portland State, so you're going against an offense that can score. It's really going to be tested, the defense that Coach Sprinkle and that whole coaching staff have put together, defense-minded. Can they be able to come out? Can they stop an Eastern Washington team that, when they get hot, really can play with just about anybody? It's an Eastern Washington team, though, that has struggled a little bit in the Big Sky. They're 2-2 right now. So not only have they been able to put up points, but they've allowed a lot on their defensive side as well.
And you looked at it. You mentioned Jabril Bello earlier. They've got a couple of interior scorers for Eastern Washington that could pose some problems for Montana State.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to have to be a big game out of Borja Fernandez. Finfloyte is going to be a guy who's going to have to stand up. Still waiting to hear about Devin Kirby. He's been practicing more and more, and we hope to be able to see him back in game action here soon.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. You mentioned the rest that Montana State's going to be able to get. That's imperative this time of year when you're playing as many games as both the men's and women's squad did here to start this Big Sky season. 6 games in 14 days. It's good to have a week off for both these squads. They'll be on the hardwood at, like I said, a 3 p.m. mountain tip for the women's side. What time the men tipping off here?
Well, Jason, men are going to tip things off at 4 o'clock. Inside the Brook Brain Fieldhouse. Come on out. Otherwise, we'll get you covered on the Bobcat Radio Network with coverage starting up at 3:30 with myself and Brian Preby. Going to be a good one. Going to be a big one. You got to get these home wins. Coach Sprinkle talked about it, being able to get those wins at home. And like you said, the women are going to try to do it on the road against an Eastern Washington team that has struggled at this point of the season, trying to take care of business before the women come back on home. We thank so much for everyone joining us here on the Bobcat Radio Network as you have been listening to another edition of Cat Chat. Our thanks goes out to everyone back at the studio keeping us on the air, as well as Coach Danny Sprinkle, Tricia Binford. For Jason Alvine, I'm Zach Mackey, saying so long till next time.
With head coaches Danny Sprinkle and Tricia Binford has been brought to you by Bridger Brewing, the official home of Basketball Cat Chat. Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/bobcats. Also brought to you in part by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Montana State University, mountains and mines. And by Town Pump Food Stores, exclusive sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.